Tell me what's going on here today. Why are you out here?
You know, we're out here in protest of H.R. 4437. We're out here for immigrant rights, all immigrant people of all the world, not just Latino America. People, if this bill passes, it affects our brothers and sisters from Africa. They come here as immigrants from Asia, everywhere all around the world. People come here as immigrants. So if this law is passed, it's going to be against everybody, all humanity. So we're out here for human rights. We're out here for our people because we are the people.
Tell me about the debate that you're hearing in the U.S. media on the issue of immigration. What do you think is missing from that?
You know, what's missing from it to me is an actual viable way that we can stay here as immigrants. You know, unless you're a Native American, or you know, indigenous Western Hemisphere, everybody's ancestors migrated here at one point or another in history, whether it was 10, 20 years ago or 200, 300 years ago, you know. So really, and really, especially for the people of the Southern and Central Western Hemisphere, this is not even so much of a migration, but as a return, because our ancestors had to come through this land to get to Mesoamerica, to get to the Valley of the Mexicas. We had to migrate here when we crossed over the Bering Straits. We had to come walking through all these lands. So now we're just coming back to them. You know, we're out here also in resistance of NAFTA, the North American Free Trade Agreement, which disenfranchises rural farmers. You know, that's one of the main reasons of this large wave of immigration that's happening today, is that a lot of American companies are going down to Latino America, buying up all the land where rural farmers, that's how they make their living. It's through farming and taking their goods, taking them to market and trading them with other rural farmers. Now that land is taken away, so they have no way of making a living. They have no way of feeding their children, their wives, you know? So what do? They can't go to the metropolitan centers in places like Mexico, Guatemala, or Peru, because they're already overpopulated, you know? And the same thing is happening in those metropolitan cities, you know, where American corporations are going over there and exploiting the people that live in those cities. So they come here. They come here where they know that there is a need for labor, you know? And they do the labor. They're skilled people. Toiling the soil is hard. It's an art form. I tried doing it at my house. I tried growing a garden. It's not easy. You gotta know when to water your plants, how to toil the soil, and a great deal of other things. It's an art form. It's a beautiful art form. It's one of the key staples of any human civilization, is that we have to have food, you know, and we're the ones that are taking care of that situation right now here in America. We're the ones in the fields, in the peach orchards in Modesto, where I'm from. We're the ones picking all that vegetation that the human being needs to eat to live.
All right, any other comments that you have about the current legislation before Congress?
I don't have all the answers as no human being has, but we have to find a way, you know, whether it be some sort of new amnesty or something, but we have to find a way, because even if for the Republicans that want to say, let's just round them all up and send them back to where they're from, how logical is that really? Let's find a logical solution, you know, and that's what we're here for today. We're out here in protest and to stand with our brothers and our sisters. Thank you. Power to the people.
One more final thought. What do you think about they're trying to link up the anti-terrorism legislation with this new border security talk. I wonder if you could comment on that.
You know, the way I see that is just more way for the Bush administration to get more resources into their huge military complex. I associate the police department and INS with the military complex. They are a military. The police are the backyard military. They carry guns. They carry rifles. They are an armed militia in our very backyards. So they're just trying to put more money into it. You know, at the same time, taking money away from civil works like healthcare, education, and things of this nature that we need, that we really need as a society. Police is not the answer to these problems. You can have all the cops in the world out in the streets, but all that does is create more animosity towards the figure state. When they start putting in this state of martial law, where the police come out and they say, we're here to control you, to make sure that the have-nots stay in check, and to protect the haves from the have-nots. You really only need a police force once the separation between the haves and have-nots has become so overwhelmingly divided that the have-nots are desperate and need to do something. So what, you know, that's the way I see that. That's one of the ways I see it.